Good morning, everyone. We're going to continue with our press conferences here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. We're now joined by Las Vegas native Kurt Busch, driver of the number 45 Toyota for 2311 Racing. We're going to go straight to questions here. Just raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start here with Mark, and then we'll go over here to the front.
Mark Garrow, PRN. I'm in here between the photographers somewhere. My first question is, how much do you think you guys will have learned at the end of this West Coast swing? It'll be three different types of racetracks, Phoenix, quasi, short track field. Just how do you feel where you'll be with this next-gen car and your learning process at the end of the West Coast swing?
Yeah, that's how I've always digested the beginning of the season, and that's to evaluate things in a five-race chunk. With the way that the variety of racetracks pop up here early, you're able to cover a lot of ground. And yeah, if you have a bad finish or a mechanical issue, it's something that you just have to put aside very quickly and focus on next week's task to find the right balance in the setup. And then with Vegas and Phoenix, they're both part of the playoffs later in the year. So they have a higher urgency when we gather data at these two races. So, you know, with Fontana, it was a good race for us. Daytona, we survived enough to finish in the top 20. And then we're looking for more this weekend. And then Phoenix, that'll be a really good braking, cornering, and tire drop-off style track. So, yeah, lots to cover, and it's like a five-week process. Atlanta will be pretty wide open with its new configuration with the banking and the rules package to make it race like a restrictor plate race, even though they're not saying that. And then we have COTA with the road course, which everybody is really excited to see what the potential of all these new cars are. So it's kind of a seven-week process, and then we set up the benchmarks.
I was going to follow up. My final question was about Atlanta. You tested there, and now that you've had a chance to see these cars at a high speed like the speeds you were running at California, your thoughts on what kind of race we'll see at Atlanta?
Atlanta, it will be anybody's guess. I really don't know what to predict or what to expect. The cars were wide open all the way around the racetrack with ease. Then when we jumped into a small pack of only three cars, the handling stepped up and we started sliding all around because Goodyear has to bring somewhat of a conservative tire to not have any types of issues. And so we were all sliding around trying to gain heat in the tires with just three of us. So we'll see. It could be a nice 75 degree day, and that would be ideal for track conditions. Or it could be a 45 degree day, and that's going to take a lot for all the cars and tires to get temp in them.
Can I go up here to the front?
Kurt,
sir, Allen, we need Mike. You to use that microphone too, please. The microphone, if you can just take the microphone from her, please. Thank you.
Kurt Allen Michaels from WCOBM. Last year when you got ready to move to this new team, you said that you were really looking forward to driving this new car. I know it's early, but after the practice, testing, and two races, and now, what's your first round look at the car? How do you feel about the new car?
It's genuinely a challenge, and it's fun if you have that mentality towards it. There's so many new things with the setups, with the aero. And then last week at Fontana, we had to come from the back a few times with different penalties and different things in the pits. And I'm out there just passing cars, just slaying away. And NASCAR.com posted a cool video of us passing 133 cars. I'm like, wow. Yeah, I never expected the car to be able to maneuver like that. And that meant that we had a really good car at 2311, and that's a good foundation to build off of.
Come over here to the left to Chris.
Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Kurt, it's another windy morning here in Las Vegas, similar to what we had at Auto Club Speedway last weekend. How much of a factor will that be in practice and qualifying?
Yeah, wind conditions are on the difficult side. Big tailwind down the back straightaway. And so turn three and four is the tougher corner here with slickness, and that will add to it. And then we have the bumps over in one and two. So it's a perfect little melting pot of difficulty. And I'm glad we have a practice session to sort the cars out and then hopefully find that balance for qualifying trim as well, and be able to start up front. But today's conditions are pretty tough, but tomorrow looks calmer, and the wind should not be as big of a factor once all the cars are out there.
Additional questions for Kurt? Right there in the middle.
Mike Young, KVPM. So the new car, it's a lower profile car. You get a couple of flats, you can't move it with the bumps. Does that change because of Montana? Does that change the setup a little bit for you?
Yeah, it makes things touchier because you want to ride the car as low as you can to the ground but not hit. So then you have to run stiffer springs, and that makes it tougher for a driver to have a mistake and catch it. And so guys were having trouble last week in qualifying with the car literally bottoming out and the rear tires coming up off the track. So it's a learning process for everybody, and each track will have its own little quirks. And you hope that things will move quickly as far as development and finding those trends.
Go back to Mark right there in the middle.
Mark Garrow, PRN. Sort of following off here, do you worry about flat tires? I mean, a flat tire now, and you're basically cooked. I know everybody's trying to work on a solution, so how do you feel about that, and what potential solutions do you see?
Well, my motto for the first two races was keep air in all the tires, and we got a right front flat when we got spun around by Reddick at Daytona, and that put us two laps down. Like, literally, we were somebody else's collateral damage, and we got a right front flat. So that's the key, is you got to be lucky, you have to be aware, and you have to make the right decisions when you think you have a tire issue to get it resolved as quick as possible. So I don't know what NASCAR will do to come up with the proper solution. It's so far out of what I can dream up in my mind, other than a hydraulic system that raises the car up with the shocks that we have and create the ride height to be able to get back to the pits. Or an inner liner. I mean, those seem to work for 20, 25 years.
Anything else for Kurt? All right, Kurt, thanks for joining us. Good luck this weekend.
All right, thanks.